Fibro.
Why Fibro?
Fibro.
Why that frown? Hey there, let's see what's going down. Unicorns.
Oof.
And
tinkle, tinkle.
Rainbows are all here.
Where?
The pianist explosion. Cher knows, but.
Thank you.
Netflix and Phil, LFO, Rockin' the Rachel, Casper's Daily, and Mateo's Abs, Patrick's Rage, and Scott's Absences, Judy Bartopinka in a shiny split, and lest you forget, Kate Winslet. Let's go down to the shore.
So welcome. This is going to be a great
oh my God.
Show.
We have a lot
we are
on the
so
docket.
Excited to have you with us
Way
today.
Way to set the tone, Patrick. I'm all of a sudden really excited. My energy really dropped.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Noah.
I'm Scott.
And this is the PNS Explosion. We're a podcast out of Chicago. We're three swinging dicks. And
you know what?
We just talk about this and that.
I can fairly say... And maybe it's that my medications have been tinkered.
Oh, all of our meds just kicked in.
Well, and they've
all on different stuff.
And they've all been tinkered with a little bit lately. But I can honestly say, I believe that our listeners love us.
I think that.
I can I can agree with you. It's verifiable through our new secret PNS Facebook page. We get requests.
There's a lot of broken people on it.
There's so many broken people. Yeah. What's great about it is,
and you'll feel that love
they
too.
They all get it. They all get
from
the,
that community.
They've all peeked behind the curtain and have seen the wizard is not real. And we love you for that.
And as someone,
so you want to join?
Are
you
broken?
Oh my goodness!
I'm broken. Let's join.
I'm like a Yadro that was like the maid like knocked off the.
Not familiar.
Those. Some ceramic creation that's on an objet d'art on a shelf, and the maid accidentally knocked it off, and she glued it back together so that Mrs. doesn't get mad at her.
Oh, a
Fabergé egg,
and it works. It works.
Are you the maid?
Are you comparing your life to a
Fabergé
egg?
Who is it? Are you the maid? The maid is God. The maid is God.
Who's the glue?
The God is maid. The maid is God. So yes, you were gonna say.
I was going to say, as someone who spends 90% of my time...
fretting.
Face down.
Yes, face down in a
sleeping,
pool of my own
down.
Vomit.
Yep.
No, face down, fret, feeling as though I'm not adequate or loved. It means a lot. And
it got dark.
So if you...
You brought it up.
So
you said, are you
are
broken?
You blaming me?
So if you go into the safe spaces, you'll just see a lot of like carbon copies of us.
Yeah,
of me
broken.
And other broken personalities. And you, too, might find a sense of community and love there.
And once you see how broken Scott is, you won't feel as bad.
No.
It is sort of nice, you know, when you see someone worse off than you.
It is.
You think, oh, just stay clear of that.
You taught me. Patrick,
it's like seeing
you
a homeless person. No offense to homeless people, but when you see one, you think, oh, thank God.
We have a large homeless
We do. We're huge in Compton. And in the homeless, the Englewood and the homeless community.
Because they have like seven plus
well, they
cameras.
Do.
They have the iPhone 8 already.
And that new program that Trump has started that every homeless person gets a
free
iPhone.
And a suit.
You know, that's going to change things.
So that they can
go
to
changer.
Work.
It's
a game changer.
He just gives out suits.
I do have Philly. The my service horse. Hey, Philly. And we're here to remind you, under ADA law, you're only allowed to ask two questions. Good girl, Philly. Good girl. Who's a good girl? Stop it. Don't poke me, Philly. Philly, stop it. Philly. Sorry. Under
Philly.
ADA law,
she's really pretty.
You can ask two questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You may ask, is this a service animal?
And who shot J.R. Ewing? This is a Dallas reference. I went deep. I went real deep in the early 80s.
Well, you remember that was, you know, like...
It was a big deal.
I mean, it was bigger than the Comey hearing.
It really was, in the sense that like 50, no, probably more than like 80 to 100 million people at one time sat on their duffs,
and
Hillary and Haley duffs.
And tuned
watched,
in meant literally
tuned
in.
They tuned in.
They tuned in to Tokyo.
They got CBS ready to go. They had bowls of popcorn.
They tuned in Tokyo.
And they sat through commercials for fear that if they went to the toilet, like they'd come back and they'd miss it. So they just all had the fullest bladders.
They're just
no DVRs.
No DVRs.
Why does that feel so much better than today?
Oh, I hate today. Take me back to tomorrow.
Really?
And
no,
I work
no,
in
I love
TV.
Today.
I work
love,
in
I love technology.
Technology,
but I just we're a little too dependent on things.
No.
I go both ways.
I bet you do.
Yeah, you do.
In the bedroom.
So why
good.
You're going to a show after this.
Yeah, we're going to see Lizzo.
And I got last minute tickets.
Oh, you went? Like Noah's tickets were $20. He bought them like, you know, 2 months ago.
Mine were
got today. Yeah. And he bought four.
$260. Just, I bought
and you had
four.
To buy four of them.
Yeah. I had to buy four in a row.
To get
I'm
out
gonna,
of that price.
I'm going to try and invite some friends. And then I also had to remortgage.
And you rent.
I know.
That's what's weird about it.
Oh, boy.
And that there's a button to do that.
I bet there's a button.
There's a button.
Why are you excited for this?
Button.
What
just M?
No, I don't want to fight. I want to learn. You know, yeah. I just think that.
No, I think
these kinds of things sound.
She has
scary
to
me, painful and tedious, but I don't think they are.
No, this is going to be really good.
What is a Lizzo?
She sings with a hand my phone, with a hand my phone.
And then the rest of that album, which is, I mean, when you get into her a little bit, I find that song to be one of the least. Great Lizzo song.
But okay. she is
Worship is awesome, and so is
she's a wit, she's hilarious, mm-hmm. She's talented. I'm really
she's
excited.
She's a size 2.
She looks Zoftig to me, but maybe that's just cameras.
So we'll just
play some off your phone because we can't do. She's very gay bar.
That's a good.
Deborah Cox, watch your back.
She's
going to
blow the lid off the place.
Debbie Cox.
And she just, she has a.
There's a new sheriff in town.
And her name is Debbie.
There will probably
Debbie
be a
Cox.
Lot of.
Debbie Cox. Lizzo.
Young folks.
Yeah.
But.
Lizzo?
Probably really pretty.
Her name is Lizzo.
Yeah.
Yes, Patrick.
Do you think her real name's like Elizabeth?
Probably,
no.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. I want to see what her birth, her
check
Chris, her Christian name is.
I bet it's just Lizzo.
You think she was just given the name just Lizzo and that no last name when she was growing up?
Maybe.
Melissa Jefferson.
Oh.
And she's a plus-size gal, and she has plus-size dancers, and they're just, like, body-positive and queer-positive.
What was that
and
other lady that
yes,
was white?
I did make a joke about her weight, but she is beautiful and far more interesting
she
than,
just
like...
She has curves, and she just shakes her tits.
And way more interesting than Lena Dunham and her body issue ideas. I think those... I
hate Lena Dunham.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Where are we heading
it's
here?
Not, it's just because I think she's not that
personally
talented.
I like her that much.
And she just always just like...
You're right. Lena Dunham has no talent. You're right.
Well, I'm entitled to my opinion.
Right.
She's not...
I do think it's fair to say that girls is a very... was a big deal.
One note.
Are you... You
I
guys
mean,
are
but
crazy.
We also like. Do you
note?
Well,
really?
To change
her
note? To change it a little bit.
Yeah,
do you think Candace Bushnell has a lot?
You
of...
You watch your goddamn
now
mouth
she
in here.
Is talented.
Candace
Bushnell, how dare you?
Do you though? Because I mean,
no, it's
okay.
A one note too.
Okay, so then that makes.
But
just
I love
pushing.
But
right.
I love
except Sarah.
But Sex and the City was
but in the
was a
history
was
books. It would be. Sex in the City,
Sex the City
would be considered
was
a big HBO
was
change.
A better confection than
or
Girls.
Or was it
are
just the time?
Me?
Did you watch Girls?
A little bit.
I enjoy. I actually, I watched the last two seasons, and I did like it.
I just
this is the this is yeah, so, six down. Seasons of the show boiled down into
okay.
Just
I'm ready.
Show tits.
Oh, I
anal,
like those tits. Whoa, anal, I like that.
Go to Japan.
Well, I like Japan.
They're both. They both have a distinct.
I see. I like parts of it.
They both have a distinct voice, and that, and I do like both of their. You know,
Candace
like
Candace Bushnell.
She had no voice.
Not,
you don't know
no,
who Candace
no, no, no.
Bushnell
I was talking
is.
About
Thierry
Lizzo
Gross.
And
Candace
Lena
Bushnell
Donna.
Is the author of the Sex and the City series.
I don't know if we can really.
Compare those two.
Make a good comparison for Lizzo and
they're apples
Candace
to oranges.
Candace Bushnell.
No, you're missing it. Lizzo and Lena Dunham is
oh,
who I'm
right.
comparing.
Sorry.
Oh, I think you're talking about Dina Lunham, which was the male, the, was which was the drag queen version, drag king version of Lena Dunham.
Oh,
Dina
Wait,
Lunham.
Dina Lohan?
Remember Dina Lohan?
Oh, I love Dina Lohan. A plus. She's talented. She's
A
got
plus.
Many layers.
You think she's
A
really
plus.
Talented?
Oh, Dina Lohan? She's a gift yeah. from on high.
Like a
she's like an American cake. Version of the J.K. Rowling's.
Well, even though Dina... Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm. Dina Lohan is... I think she's more
as
talented.
Talent. More.
If not as, probably more.
More.
And with a better American story.
She sure does have a good
the
one.
The story that she could grow up in a mm-hmm. place where she could put her daughter in, the, make her daughter
Muslim.
Make money for her.
Well, that's coming
and,
down the road.
Oh, I'm jumping
in this
ahead.
Story.
No. Make her.
Okay, let's flesh this out.
Go her ahead. And her husband got to make, this is an American dream. You had They had a child.
They made a redhead freckle.
And they got a ginger. They sold it to Disney.
It smelled like a... sweet, like her
right.
scalp smelled
like she. I
it's like strawberries.
You know that the picture of the mother with the baby in the right after having birth. That's I was on social media. Facebook,
yeah, like on the cover, the Annie Leibovitz picture of
Whoopi Goldberg and Milk.
Oh yeah,
Whoopi Goldberg and Milk.
It's like that.
Everyone
it's
has
exactly like
everyone has Annie Leibovitz come in and take your photo. No, but this sort of you know.
Just
no, Demi Moore.
Oh, Demi Moore on the cover of Vanity Fair.
That means half more.
It does, and her real name is Demetria Gynes.
No, it's not.
Look at
Gynes.
Up. Gynes.
Half Gina.
Well,
you
Demetria.
Like, why do you like ruining that for
I
us?
Have
I get it.
I had an infection
smart,
in my Demetria.
You have that autism of
well,
IMDb.
Well, her name was also Demetria Gynes.
You
yeah,
do have...
Yeah.
Oh,
you have
quite a memory, like how some autistic
how,
boys learn
yeah,
all
they
about
like,
dinosaurs,
right? Or they
it's celebrity
only
stuff.
Study
like '80s and '90s celebrities.
Right. Yeah,
they study geography,
right?
Or,
rock
know,
types.
Yeah,
that's a hematite.
Yeah, amphibian species. Yours
Nelson
is her
pussy
is yours is IMDb, which right. I do appreciate that.
I love IMDb.
Yeah, I had the old school version of that growing up, the Roger Ebert's book on...
like the worst films or...
No, just basically all...
Because reviews.
The great films?
All videos.
Oh.
It wasn't so much reviews of them, it was just like...
What was it?
Then what was it, Scott?
It told you what they were...
If you're just tuning in, this is PNS Explosion.
It told you who the director was, what they were rated, the time, all that stuff. And it was a big-ass book, like four Bibles.
I remember.
And I studied that
those are my
front
Bibles. Those are more important to me than...
Those are my
right.
Bibles.
I did that...
Those are
my Bibles.
I did that before, but then I somehow...
Was this before you would look
that.
Up...
I went to something...
Black cock on the internet and your father caught it?
Then I just got... I went into a black cock K-hole... I came out of
that's
that.
That's not racist. He was looking up black cock. I mean,
know.
He can't be racist when he's literally looking at black
no
cock.
No one.
I can hear a few listeners out there being. I can hear their shoulders shrugging and
shrugging.
Because
he's black.
Because we're saying
that's
the word black.
That's fine. I looked up cock and he wanted black cock.
But if anything that we've learned from the Comey hearings.
Thank you.
Context is important. And important. And here is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a town where there was not a black person. And I don't, I literally mean that.
No, I believe you grew up in the Upper Peninsula
a black
of Michigan.
Person. And so I do think it was also part of it. Not only was it me being a big faggot at 13, but it was also,
you were a big faggot
I wanted
then.
To be a faggot who looked at more than just a white cock, which I hadn't seen in person. I wanted to look at the biggest black cock.
Now that's racist.
You just crossed
that
the line right there.
That is triggering me.
Wow. That is the name of my book. It will be on
the
Audible.
The Biggest
Black Cock by Scott Galletto.
It's a memoir.
So you're
about
you're,
growing up with no black
you're
people around and how that was better.
That you're not racist. So because
he wanted to look
wanted
at black
to
cock.
Look up the biggest blackest cock.
That's how. No, he's not. He's positing that he fought
racism
racist tendencies, racism mm-hmm. within himself.
So
by looking
I
up,
this,
showing
I
like aha community.
I
I'll
asked
show
this with
you.
I'll show you.
No,
I'm
going
to find the biggest blackest cock.
I asked this with truth.
And then his, they had the computer in the laundry room, and his dad's like, anyone got any whites? Oh, he actually was.
Oh, ever heard of white or white, son?
Oh.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, and that damn one wow. line at a time, the way that was photos.
So you're
going to
say, I'm sorry, wow. I interrupted you.
All I was going to say is, and I asked this with the truth from both of you, please be true.
Mm.
Is what I said
yep.
racist, and I don't see that as racist, or do you really not think
it's not
racist and you're
so
making
tired.
Fun of me?
Well, no.
I'm just curious because race, when I look at people who I think are racist.
Why are you
I,
looking at me?
Yeah. And I, Bella. He's
Bella has dog.
She looks up.
Now she's
Bella's
quiet.
Black.
But I'm black.
I'll give her that. She's Bella always quiet up. During the show.
Yeah, she is. But I'm black.
Unlike your old dogs.
Yeah, they
wouldn't
were
shut
of.
Up.
But
Beaver specifically.
When I look at people who I believe are like very racist, I what I've come to realize is that
like
they're,
our president.
They're not aware of it.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I wonder, am I just not aware of it?
No, I don't think you're in that specific story. You're not racist.
I'm going to see Lizzo tonight.
You're going to go see.
I don't have any black friends.
A black performer. So that doesn't mean you're. Yeah, I don't have a single black friend, but you're not racist. So take it from me, that wasn't whatever you just said wasn't racist. I don't have a lot of black
no,
friends because I don't know
hates,
a lot of black
he
people.
He hates racism. Like talking about it.
I don't.
I'm glad you hate racism.
I don't.
I'm
that's
just
not
sure why you.
That's
hate
not.
Talking
I'm.
About
I know that now.
It.
I'm. Now I'm. I could be fomenting some racist feelings, but I just don't. I don't know a lot of them.
Okay.
The whole black population. Is into them. I don't know them.
Well, you should. Come,
I also don't know a lot of people.
You should come meet Lizzo.
Oh, you're going to introduce me to Lizzo?
Yeah. That's Noah. I bought backstage VIP.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Can you imagine?
Noah seems like he's a little bit bored.
No, I'm not. I don't have anything to add. I think this is a great conversation, and it's important.
We used to
and
talk about important things now.
Yeah, do we have Ask the Gay Wad questions?
We probably do.
And what's the number?
Oh, God. Do I have to read that every
you
time?
Do,
it's on the top of the website.
Yeah, you do.
You do, because this is a radio show.
Yeah, and but you see that you, banner?
It's not a... Yeah.
Right there. It's 872-529-7293.
So I'm going to
does it stand like can we say it like
and now that you might have
wait.
They might have something to write with. Give them a moment. They're opening they're frantically opening their notes.
Oh God.
Again, meanwhile the subway coming like
they get sideswiped by
so are you ready now?
I am.
Wait, what's the
872
Hold on 1 second.
529-7293.
What does your phone number spell? Okay, go again.
872.
Oh, that's a good
872.
It doesn't spell anything. Does it smell
we're
like...
We're going to see. We're going to see. 872.
No, I couldn't
go ahead.
Pick between stuff
872.
Like that. That's a vanity.
What's
oh, I'm
the
sorry.
Goddamn number?
I said it. 872-529-7293.
7293.
Yeah.
Jez. Show Les. Me. We could do Les. And then what's the... What are the last four numbers?
Oh, God. Boy. Wow. Okay.
Well, just tell me the last four numbers right there.
7293.
7293.
I mean, we could probably switch that up and try to get a vanity one, but
no.
I mean,
let's just go with what we got here. Let's.
See. I wish we could get like PNS talk.
But anyway, we said it, so give
I'll
a call.
I'll say it one more time, 872-529-7293. It's also on the website.
And you can
PNS
just say
Explosion.
Hi if you'd like to, but we'd also, you could ask a question.
And I'll put it in the safe spaces. Come on, people, you're not fucking doing, everyone's, I'm so busy.
It's 872.
Well, first of all, if
Jaws
you're listening
by.
To this show, you're not that busy.
You're not busy. No one's
no,
busy.
Nobody's busy. We all just walk, people walk around saying that all day
I
to avoid
that.
People.
Jaws
I'm busy.
X.
I'm busy.
You know why?
Noah, I'm busy.
You're busy, busy being too. A dickhead or a cunt.
It doesn't spell anything interesting.
I'm
all right, moving
busy,
on.
Phillips.
And I'm going to say it one more time. 872-529-7293. And we also, Noah now also deals in slip and falls. Accidents. So,
oh, that's like our.
You can leave Ask the Gay Whats or a no, slip and
Noah
fall.
Noah is 872-529-7293.
Noah
rolled really well.
Too many numbers
on
law school
on your jingle,
and he deals exclusively in slip and fall accidents.
Yes, or misdiagnosed celiac disease.
Or and you do a lot of the prolapsed vagina stuff too, don't you?
We do a lot of prolapse.
The mesh. You know, the fallout from all the mesh work.
Mm-hmm. So and don't you do male wigs, too?
Like quiffs.
Wigs.
Wigs, wigs, wigs.
Wigs. Wigs.
I'm going to look up right. Thank you. Put some interlude music on so I can look up the CK Watts. All questions.
Right, I'm going to play
I know
the
at least
song
one person called.
That is our phone number. And here it is.
You turned it into a song already?
Yeah.
Oh, you did Diddy?
Yeah, I did Diddy.
P. Diddy.
I did Diddy. Okay. Let's try
this one. Think we have. Hi, Ben. Hi, Ricky.
It's a
gross. So.
Just so you know, Patrick.
Did you get it?
And
like,
I did. I want to also thank.
Some.
I also want to thank Don D and Brian P for some donations this week.
Yeah, they have really.
People
I mean,
have stepped
it's
up.
Been serious. I think at some point we might have to look and see if there's like some. Is there at some point like something you have to do
to report? Do what?
Like but for the government?
Well, now we will because you said it on air.
Said it, but yeah.
Oh,
Scott.
Yeah, because. The
Scott
head,
triggered something.
The head of the U.S. Mint is listening to Penis Explosion on their way into work. Do you guys watch The Keepers? That
I haven't yet.
Whew.
It's a doozy.
Oh, and there's one lady that you're just.
Did
I,
you see Mommy Dead and Dear? Mommy
yes,
Deadly and Dearest?
Yes, yes, yes,
is it Mommy Dead and Dearest or Mommy Deadly and Dearest?
Mommy
Dead
mommy
and Dearest.
Dead.
You
dead
gotta watch.
Oh, it's Mommy Dearest and Dead is what it is.
So, Noah, can you get HBO shows?
Yeah.
There's a documentary about a mother who, from birth, Munchausen by proxy to her daughter, and the daughter, you know,
killed
had, like,
her, right?
Well, no, the daughter killed the mother, or had a boyfriend kill the mother. She had made, like, he gave her, like, 10, 12 conditions. She convinced her that she couldn't walk.
She was in a wheelchair.
Right. You always know a lot about these things, but you never see them.
She,
I know, right?
She got a boyfriend.
From a wheelchair in her house, she snagged a boyfriend. Mm.
And somehow they had enough money to, like, that's my thing, because money is always my problem. Not because I don't make a decent amount.
You
spend it like
it's
your job.
I spend it like it's my job, but even more, I think, damaging is that what I do is I also ignore it like it's my job. Mm. So, cue therapist, and how does that make you feel?
I don't know how it makes me feel.
It makes
tell me
feel
how it feels.
Stupid. And
sounds
like I
confused.
Am not capable of handling money.
Well,
sometimes I'm like, I wish you had seen The Keepers, but you'll know it from any documentary. Mm. There's oftentimes a person in a documentary who is older, say late 70s, 80s, and they have sort of more, in the documentary, you have usually seen young pictures of them,
oh, sure.
And then they go to talk to them.
Yes.
And the person is just disturbed. Mm-hmm. And you see it right from the beginning. And I thought to myself today, at what point does that happen? Mm. Because in The Keepers, for example, there's like a person who you're just, you watch him and you're just like, oy vey. Like, what the fuck happened? You're like mumbling.
Inch by inch, I think it gets us.
That's what it is, right?
And then a couple feet later.
Right. Now, just to be clear, I don't have to worry about this for a while.
Not for a little while. Now, I notice you do have 17 more like pods.
Sooner than, I think you should do
17 new HomePods?
Yeah.
What is even though they're out yet?
Well, it's a HomePod. I belong to...
What's a HomePod?
It's a new
Do you know
Apple
what my
product.
Side job is?
Yeah.
I am starting up this website where I unbox things
is that this?
Online.
You're really...
Yeah, I unbox things, and it's a aggregator for all the unboxing
oh, good.
Things. And so they send me products to unbox.
And you
so
got
I,
17
HomePods. 17
HomePods.
They asked
but
me
you had to pay for them.
I did have to pay. I'm not the full charge. I had a Groupon. Okay. A developer's
all right, so
Groupon.
Let's play some...
Does anyone know what the HomePod is?
Yeah, everyone knows.
No,
I
nobody
don't.
Does. Remember Tech Steve, Noah? You used to play that.
Oh, Tech Steve. Do you have that theme
you thought
song?
That, oh, yeah, right here.
Who was that was real heavy set guy that we used to call?
Andy Mountain?
Yeah, that's it. He was. I mean, he was. I feel a little mean saying heavy set, but he really was heavy
he
set.
He probably still listens, right? Or is he?
I'm sorry, Andy. Well, may flights of angels take thee to thy to thy death. I mean, he might not be alive. Based on that way.
Okay.
The good thing is, he'll tell us
a little nasty, but
he'll
you
tell
know
us
what?
If he did.
I
so,
like it.
Thank you.
No,
I'm sorry.
I get that you're saying that, but I challenge you to listen to episode 132.
Okay.
And you'll realize we were saying so much
terrible
worse.
Things.
God, and not even.
I
not
know
even
that
skipping a beat.
I know,
like,
yeah.
None of us stopped.
That was
for
the tone
anything.
Of the time, though.
And
we,
it's
we
like,
reflected the yeah. time period
and our age, and now we're more empathetic and that's interesting.
Don't stop. I'm gonna pull a Scott.
Okay, but you want to hear the?
Yeah, you ask the. Play the question,
and
then I'll.
And
go
then
get
I'll
the
pause
thing.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't. Is this gonna play through here, Noah, or what?
Hold on. Is what this, do you mean it's going to play through here?
Well, remember I used to always...
Why don't we pause and okay. refresh, and then we'll listen to...
Do I sing?
Yeah.
We are born innocent, believe me, Adia.
Now
we
he's
are
scared.
Still innocent.
You can keep going. I'll tell you when to... I'll go like this, when to stop.
Believe me, we all falter.
Okay. This is a...
Is this PNS?
Ask
I don't
Gibbons.
Know. It doesn't say. Hi, I hope it's Canada. This is Ken in Toronto. Just
Ken.
Wanted to say hi and tell you guys how much I love you.
He's the one with the beard, right?
I yeah. can't describe.
Kind of pervert.
I can't describe it
in a good way.
I just love you. You guys are fucking amazing. You're so funny and just
so nice,
genuine and frank, and I love all of it. Love the podcast. Please keep doing it. I want to fuck all of you, frankly.
That's really sweet.
Starting with Noah. Oh.
And ending with Patrick.
And then I don't think Patrick wants me to... I don't think Patrick is into the anal.
Don't.
But I think Noah and Scott definitely are. Anyways.
I just have that look.
Please keep going. I'm going to PayPal you very shortly. And take care. Love you guys. Bye.
Let me hear a gunshot.
So that wasn't a question, but that was very sweet.
It was very sweet.
And I wouldn't...
I don't... You know,
I
you tell me you love
call,
us, but I feel
count,
so empty inside.
I wouldn't count Patrick out for anal.
Is that true? Or should we
angels?
Count you out?
Angels or anal?
Should we count you out for
touched
anal?
Touched by an anal?
Are we probably, counting you out for anal?
Probably.
Oh, right. Totally.
He right. knows me. Ken knows me.
Even if it's not the right,
you get the
even if it's the right person,
even if it's done the right way and with the right person, anal no.
With a woman,
anal
no.
Oh,
no.
With a woman, yes. With a woman, yes. Oh, anal?
No.
Anal.
No.
Anal.
No. Because we are born innocent.
No, thank you, Ken, and
we are still innocent.
Ken is a big poster on the safe spaces.
Yeah, if you want to join the safe space, just send us a...
Are you broken? Join the safe space.
Join it. Join us.
The amount of vetting we do, you might not get in, but, you know.
I just approved Joran Vandersloot. He loves us. guy that killed Natalie.
You approved him?
I approved him.
Is he is he in jail?
Somewhere in South America.
Oh, God. It's probably like a
kill someone once? Fuck.
Shame on me. Kill someone thrice?
Shame on you.
Sometimes I picture it to be like Club Med when it's in those like Caribbean places. Like,
well, the place he killed Natalie in Aruba, but then he killed someone in some South American country.
Same thing.
He keeps killing people. He just can't.
It's fun.
He's so funny. I just love him. You just don't know him the way.
Quit killing
you
people.
You don't know him the way I know him.
Stop it.
This Bjorn is Vandersloot.
Like 6 years ago,
Johan.
And so boring.
It's 10 years ago. It's 12 years ago.
Well, not him, but someone else that was old that I was going to bring up. But I just wanted from you two to tell me the story of it because I'm not sure what it is.
But who is it?
Knox.
Amanda Knox. She was the Foxy Noxy.
She was in Italy.
Yes.
And things got a little out of hand.
Did you see that? Did you watch that documentary?
Did I?
Did you though?
I didn't.
Oh.
But I know a little.
Either
bit
did
about
I.
It.
I don't. I remember knowing about it, and then I forgot.
There's some circumstantial evidence that she maybe got a little carried away, had a little fun,
and
murdered someone.
Like
but there's no
like
direct
a 50
evidence.
Shades of Gray, and then turns into a murder.
No one knows when you watch the documentary.
Like,
they don't quite know
his head in some bolognese.
Why it turned that way.
Yeah,
and they are like you said, she might have been nearby or close by with this incident, but she also might not have been because they brushed for evidence in a way that just like we all would have evidence in there. It was sloppy.
That's yes.
But
yes.
Nonetheless.
It's bothersome to me that.
What about the case?
That was clean cut and airtight.
Well, Italians, I mean.
And she learned Italian.
On.
And as our friend Jim
said,
the only place you can speak Italian is in Italy. In a prison. You know, she had to learn like basta, like whatever it is to stop the broom handle going up her pussy.
She learned like Sicilian and Ebonics.
She could go, to like the mafia parts of Sicily and just fine.
Sicilian is sort of the Ebonics of Italy.
Are you Sicilian?
Fact.
Is Scaletto Sicilian?
No, so I did 23andMe. You know what that is?
Yeah, that thing where you swab the inside of your mouth and they tell you that you're mostly European.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I feel like it is for white people.
No,
it's
that's
just,
what it is, and they steal
that was
your
a really,
DNA.
They steal your and they're using it for
they
something.
They use it for
that
something.
Was a great,
they don't know what yet.
Actually, that was a great thing that came back. I was 100% European.
Well, sure. You're white.
Right. But.
I don't mean that. That's not
no,
racist.
No, you're really white, though.
You're very white. Sorry, you got nice tan right now.
So would it shock you to know that I was 0.0007? Native American.
Wow.
Oh my God.
No, I really wasn't. I was 100% European, but I wasn't any Sicilian.
Are you any Italian?
I was 60% Italian.
What else are you? I don't care.
I know.
No, I do.
A northern.
That's the right question and then the right response before they answer.
Yeah. I was.
Because that is the truth. It's like being on a date, like how many siblings do you have? And then.
I know.
And then say, I don't
That's
really
exactly
care.
How it felt.
Like, even though.
Like, how many siblings?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't care.
Right. But you know
what about your dick?
Show me your dick and I'll tell you what you are.
Well, this is going to this is going to infuriate both of you, but I would say I have an argument for that because
30% skirt steak.
Am I right? Is this thing on?
It's penis.
It's really flat
and long.
Yeah.
It's like Steak Diane.
It's like a Steak Diane.
I know.
Keaton.
You should see, and does it ever go over on?
And her real last name isn't Keaton.
It is Diane Furstenberg.
It is. She's Diane Keaton is in actuality Diane von Furstenberg, creator of the
rap dress. God, I got excited.
What did
rap dress made me more excited than what you are genetically made out
Joe of? Joe K has a fun because we often.
Oh, great! We're gonna talk about Joe Canosa.
Here
now.
We go.
For the 2 seconds.
No, let's talk about Joe again.
No, you said it. You brought it up.
No,
let's talk about it. It's obviously something you want to talk
about. Joe, because we don't talk about him enough around here.
Or play his theme song.
What about Joe? What do we want to know?
Two things. One, I've never listened to the episode where you whittle him down. I'm gonna at one point, but I never have yet. And because it was brought up in Safe Spaces, someone saying that.
And let's
that.
Talk. And then, and two, let's
in Safe Spaces, someone put it as like the top. I mean, everyone says Rageaholic was the top one. And
I didn't remember that one. I really don't.
Well, because you were the recipient of the raid, so you just probably checked out. I mean, right. not like I was yelling at you, but I just was screaming. Because
they always say exactly, I'm the cranky one, but so I was like, I bet I was the rage one.
In some ways, this is exactly how Fox News caters to its audience, in that the people who really, when they say what their favorite episodes are, they're all the ones that are involved with our extreme like rage on each other, and not the ones that were like.
And in this one, I wasn't as
like they were having a nice time.
I wasn't
together.
Mad at Noah, and I think Geiger was our guest. I was just mad at Gays. And then, but by being mad at Gays, I'm being mad at myself
and Noah.
And then the second thing about Joe is his feelings about separation of the races. And are we supposed to say that on air? We're not supposed to say that.
It's a nice
no, one. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about him. Oh, that he has. What was it? There was something we were talking about before this. 23andMe.
23andCheese.
And you said something about categories.
And you said
categories.
And then you said.
And then
you were there. And you were there. No, and you were there.
I thought you actually brought up something about Joe before.
About Breitbart.
We're talking about our sponsorship through Breitbart.
Oh yeah.
And
Penis Explosion is brought to you by Breitbart. Breitbart.
Breitbart,
come
on. Breitbart. We knew that it was to the straight talk.
Breitbart.
If you still think the internet should look like 1990 and you believe the web pages that look like that, then you should
be on Breitbart. Breitbart.
We are workshopping the rest of the lyrics.
You know, sometimes I look, that scared Bella.
So about Joe Kanosian,
it was something
funny that I was going to mention about him. Oh, I said I never listened to the episode where you whittled him down. No,
okay, I don't
said
remember
he didn't
that one.
Remember
don't
that.
Remember. It could have been anything.
No, you do remember it, don't you, Patrick?
Mm-mm.
Oh, is this a James Comey?
Being Sissy Houston. When asked if her daughter
Sissy
was gay.
Sissy's. I don't know her.
I know we know you know her. We're just.
I don't know her.
What was her name?
Mariah.
Is that like basically
Jenny?
What she said?
Jenny or Tipsy? Who's the girl's name?
Jimmy Tipsy's.
Nipsey. Whitney Houston's
Nipsey's
mother's name was Jimmy Tipsy.
Jimmy Tipsy.
Jimmy Tipsy Houston.
It's Nipsey.
But Nippy was Whitney. Nippy. And Sissy was her mother.
And
is
Jimmy
mother.
Tipsy's was her.
Jimmy Tipsy's
aunt
was
Jimmy Tipsy's.
Her Christian.
Who was the
name.
Girl? What was the girlfriend's name?
Robin.
Robin.
Because she doesn't know her own strength.
I can't think of a Robin song all of a sudden.
Oh, I'm Robin. In the corner watching you kiss her.
Do you know how many people?
As soon as you hear the harmony, you like get jealous and you want to hit the harmony, and then it's not a harmony anymore.
I'm sorry.
Do you know how many?
Let me do it.
How many times I've fallen in and out of love with every guy at a Robin concert? A Robin
how many
concert,
Robin concerts have you gone to?
17.
Like three or four. I've seen her like three or four times.
You've gone to 17 Robin concerts.
You've
gone to at least
continent.
Three Robin concerts.
Yes. I've seen her three or four times.
I've gone
back
to,
when she was like, what was that first song?
That's not it.
Also, the other song was Breitbart.
We're white supremacy.
Breitbart.
We're scared of brown people.
Sometimes she gets, you know, sometimes they get locked. They get locked into,
you
know,
three
contract.
Robin. I want to go back to that. Where did you see Robin three times?
Once
was Robin Givens,
right?
But he calls it a Robin concert.
And
yeah.
Three
are
really
you,
random
are you talking about,
places.
You're talking about Robin, not Robin Givens.
I'm now talking about the yeah. Oh yeah, you thought you were talking about Robin Givens.
Yeah, and I've just been too outside the window of the CB. Is she on CBS? Yeah.
Robin Givens isn't on anything right now.
Okay,
she'd be lucky to be on the side of a milk carton.
Robin Quivers.
Robin Quivers is fine.
Are you sure she's
does
okay?
She still give you the quivers?
Robin Quivers is fine.
Okay.
Now,
no, what I was going
to ask.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
No,
where did you go to see Rob
Band?
Was she Swedish?
Swedish.
At the Park West. Yeah. One was at the Park West.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't think it's appropriate to speak about in a public forum. The third one.
What are you talking about?
Like
you said the N-word several
times. KKK lodge? What do you mean? It's not appropriate.
Oh, I thought this was a Senate hearing.
Oh, he's pulling a Comey. Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about that in the one.
Like
the
where, private Jackhammer?
Afterwards. Yeah, she was at Jackhammer.
She'd be lucky to have
it. At Steamworks. Glamourworks. Glamourworks.
Yeah. She was at Steamworks in the pool doing a whole thing. No, so Park West, I think I also saw her at, I want to say.
Okay, we've had enough. This is enough.
Well,
this
I know. It was boring. Little Jim.
It wasn't. No. But you made it boring.
Jesus Christ. It's true.
Yeah. No.
House of Blues.
Oh.
And the House of Blacks.
Oh.
And the House of Browns.
House of Darion.
And the House of Darion.
All right, you have one more shot. Where is the third place? Okay, and moving on. Scene. So.
Wait, Riviera?
I don't know. Did you? You were the one that went.
The Riviera?
This is great radio. To guess places in Chicago he went and saw Robin. Why don't you go see Robin three times?
Oh,
because
I really
she's
like Robin.
Awesome, Dickskin.
I don't she's mind amazing, her, but to though. See her three times?
I'm she more was, concerned about him not remembering
she's
where he
one
saw
of my favorites.
Her.
I saw Elaine Boozler twice.
At Zing's.
What's your excuse?
Once was at the Civic, and once was at
Riviera.
The Funny Bone.
The Olive Garden in Schaumburg.
So,
Steamworks in the pool.
It was the Orpheum. I'm sorry. The Orpheum and the Funny Bone.
But all right, this is
I'm just saying,
Scott
though,
story.
I can remember, yeah, and you. That was 25, 30 years ago.
It doesn't make it a better story than Scott's.
You're right. You got me again.
No. I was probably on something. I saw. I was
probably.
I
knew you were on something.
I was on
but.
Something. And seeing Robin. Shouldn't we all be? And then I saw, Vic. I mean, I saw the Scissor Sisters like three times. I've seen Beck.
Oh, I saw Scissor Sisters
times.
At the Vic.
I've seen Bjork twice.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, you're bored?
Yeah, my energy dropped.
I've seen you and
Philly. Sorry.
I've seen Patrick in lingerie three times. And I can tell you everywhere.
Did you see?
The weirdest one was.
Who sings Centipede?
The weirdest
Baby
one was
Jackson.
In the Hollywood Beach bathroom.
Yes.
That was the time I didn't.
I know. And well, no, the
it was
weirdest,
funny because it was on Craigslist and we didn't know it was going
to
be
you were
other.
There to meet me yeah. And I was there to meet a random stranger.
I was wearing a Smurfette suit like you asked.
And you looked great.
Centipede. I just brought this to a screeching halt, and I did not intend that.
So are there
that'd
any,
be fun.
Are there any other acts the gay wants?
Let's do one more, and then
that's
we'll,
all,
we got to wrap
I love
this up.
Ken, but that's all we yeah. have. What city is this, by the way?
I like Ken a lot. He's a real...
New York.
He looks like he's into some freaky stuff.
New York.
New York. What's that building that the
building
orange
right
floors?
Yeah, isn't that... I hate that building,
it's
but it's very new. It's right by the park.
It's the Tom Bergeron?
It's the Tom Bergeron.
I don't so much love it, but that's where a lot of the struggling
Middle
actors
East.
And actresses live.
In that building?
Yeah.
Middle East.
On the top floor.
Middle East.
I'm kidding.
I was like, wow,
it's
that's
like
a nice building.
It's like a tax haven. Park Avenue place.
This all the thing that we're, everything we're looking at is owned by Chinese or Saudi Arabians.
Tax haven.
Yeah, like everything here in New York. We're on Scott's big TV that I'll probably get rid of next week to buy a
and
bigger
one. And what we're
one.
Talking about is the Apple TV.
And I still haven't bought a new TV, Noah.
HomePod. Yeah, oh. the largest bezel. Every time I come
oh,
over there,
bezel.
I just want
to. It just makes me want to throw up. But
throw up.
And also,
and I'm not going to buy a new one.
And your old Apple
I know.
TV.
You shouldn't because it makes me mad.
Yeah,
spend money in other places.
You have an Apple TV.
Where?
What Apple TV do you have?
Oh, mid-century
first generation.
Oh, it's so spotty. It just always
anyways,
shuts down.
If you have,
he has the 720p.
Oh God,
Apple TV.
Gross.
And I got it for free.
But his TV is probably 720p.
It probably is, so it doesn't even fucking matter.
The
largest bezel. It's like a 2 feet
I'll
bezel.
I'll go into debt so you two are happy.
I like how we're so angry about that. No, no, no. But
yeah, you can't afford a $250 50-inch 1080p screen.
I'll show you 250
thing.
Inches. So here's...
How about that? Stick that in your pussy.
It got me. Good.
Yeah.
Huh?
But...
Huh?
What we're talking about
okay.
is...
I see why you don't listen back to the show.
I know, because it's real painful when I hear it back.
Knowing that's waiting for you.
The shame and guilt and how much you hate yourself after
whenever
every episode.
I hear myself, I'm like, why did I say
you're
that?
You're very funny, though.
No, oh, you
are very funny. I do listen back to the shows.
I do
most of them,
sometimes.
And I laugh at both at things both of you say, and you actually are very, very funny.
I appreciate
you. You are.
Appreciate you.
What we're watching is on iTunes, the screensaver.
Yeah, let's
is
wrap this.
These beautiful pans. bands that they do over different cities. They're going over NYC right now.
They're bomb,
Nexus,
bombing.
Nexus, Kabul, a couple.
And
Kabul?
Calumet.
And then, that's
Gary.
You should see that.
Gary,
they should do like beautiful shots of like Gary.
Yeah, kind of artsy, like weird.
Like
way.
During the sunset when it's all
and
the
New
pollution.
York is overrated.
I'll say New York.
New York.
Who can say where this is?
I don't know.
San Francisco.
It's very iconically San Francisco. Oh,
I saw that.
I thought you were kidding. I was.
Well,
like,
I saw
really?
that point, that thing that Noah would sit on. That building that's like a point that Noah would sit on.
Because my butt.
Okay, do you have, we don't have any more Axe Day ones?
Let me check.
And then
that thing, that point that I'd sit on.
You like to sit on a point.
Do I?
So we have this.
That's our stand-up comic. I think you'd be a good stand-up comic.
I don't know if he likes to sit on the point. I'm being like a...
Maria Bamford?
No, that guy who does Hot
I
Pockets.
Think we've heard that before.
Oh, Pocket. I know who you're talking about. Jeff, like, Jim Gaffigan.
I don't know if he likes to sit on... I'm being the
how would
listener.
You deal, how would you deal with the crowd turning on you?
Terribly. I'd get very angry.
How about one heckler? What if 300 people in the room liked you, but one guy didn't?
I just focus on that one guy.
And then let it destroy you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. That's okay. Why, Mateo, I don't know how the fuck you do it.
I know.
Practice makes perfect.
Well, and he's just got that sort of indestructible
abs. Okay.
He's got those abs.
He's got those abs. What can I say?
Fawn legs and tight abs.
All right, we're
going
to do one more thing, and then we're going to wrap up, because I got to get to Lizzo.
Fawn legs and tight abs.
Fawn.
Don't act like I'm not going to Lizzo, too.
Fuck wad.
You're right. I'm so
okay,
sorry.
So
you're like, wrap it, because I got
to
get
but
there.
I got to go uptown first.
I guess we don't have a question.
We do have one more, but the problem is I'm not sure if we played it, but I think I should play it anyways.
Just in case.
Let's go
well,
ahead and
because
play
it's
it.
Good
cause, measure.
Because the Google Translate in text sounds like
what?
Something. Oh,
I just pissed
just
my
listen.
Gine.
Just listen. I just read something that means you know this person, Patrick.
Oh. My giant is pissed.
No, and I pissed my giant.
That's what I mean.
Oh, you're just. Oh, we played
it
last
week.
Oh, yeah,
we played that, yep.
That's just not.
I love it. So come on, assholes. Have we got to go play back to an old Judith Peterson?
That means we got one since last time. Whoa.
You guys are awful.
You
I know
made
you
him do it.
But it was a nice.
I put a knife to his throat.
Just said, you do this.
I don't want to.
It was the person who said, here's what we got to do. We got to, so one of us got to record our voice because people are freaked out when they call the number. For some reason, I don't think that a lot
Hi,
of people.
Hi, I'm Becky, and this is the Axe the Gay Wads line.
No, but it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say anything. It just
I'm
does
Pitney
like a,
Bowes.
And I'm Schmidney Moose.
Okay.
So we got to go.
We love you all.
We love you all.
Thank you so much for the things. Patrick and I are going out tomorrow to get your little boxes.
Treats.
Your
treats to send
your
the donors.
That we're going
to
send you.
And if you want to keep sending money so that you don't get a gift for another 4 to 6 months, send it in.
No, we're going to do
this. We really
this.
Are going tomorrow.
I
promise we're going to,
you.
We're going to get it. We're going to get
it. I threatened Patrick that I'm using a Pitney Bowes machine.
Okay.
And a Britney
The
Bose
shitney
machine.
Bose.
The Bose sisters.
Thank you.
Okay, go.
The Bose sisters.
Bright bar.
We are gone.
I want it all. I want everything.
That's the one.
So yeah, just like pull out your mommy's old roller skates, put one of them on, and like flamingo the other leg, swirl it, and twirl it, and twerk it, and swerve. And you know, like do all of that. You can do that. Girl, swirl.
Working so hard.
Oh no, you can't use that, honey. That coupon's expired.
When you twerk and twerk.